Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago now, I don't fucking remember, my sense of time isn't great. I never even know what day it is, to be honest. I get 2 days off in the middle of the week. I don't have like a standard weekend that most people have. You got the standard work week, which I worked for a lot of fucking years, where you work Monday through Friday, and then you get Saturday and Sunday off. And if you do that for a long time, and then you pick up a different fucking schedule, like I'm on a 4 day schedule, where I work 2 days, I'm off, I work 2 days, then I'm off 2 days. Then I repeat that shit over and over again. It's the best schedule I've ever fucking had. I don't know how the fuck I could ever go back to a 5 day schedule. I don't give a fuck that I'd be working, you know, two and a half hours less per day. Like once I start working, my day is already fucked. You know what I mean? Even with working from home, I already got up. I already went to bed, you know, early-ish the day before. I'm already fucking working. Like once I start working or plan on working or show up to the fucking job to work, like my day's already fucked. Like I don't give a shit if I have to work 10 and a half or 8.5 hours. Who cares? I'm still gonna be annoyed after the shift, regardless of whether or not I get to stop 2 hours early. It's completely fucking meaningless. But like, I don't know what fucking day it is ever. Like I get 2 days off in the middle of the week and it always feels like Saturday and Sunday. So I'm not great with time. But there was an earthquake. I want to say it was like a couple months ago. But in Buffalo, an earthquake in fucking Buffalo. I don't live out in California. I don't live, you know, in some known fault line. Although to be technical, I think I am on a fault line. But like, I don't know. It's a different fault line. I don't want to get into technical nerd bullshit. It's different than like a California fault line. But like if an earthquake hit California, it would be like, oh, well, that's what fucking happens. If an earthquake hits here in Buffalo, New York, it's like, a fucking earthquake in Buffalo, New York? Like, I've noticed a couple earthquakes in my day. And it's always just, like, weird shit. And what happened when I was working at the radio station? Remember, I was just sitting there. I was running, like, a syndicated show or some such shit. And, like, I felt, like, weird. Like, things were, like, rumbling a little bit. But I thought, like, I don't know, man. Like, maybe my fucking eyes are spinning or some shit. Like, I looked at the mic and it was just, like, wobbling, like, ever so slightly. It was so fucking slight. It was one of those things where, like, you don't know if it's actually happening or not. Like, am I going fucking crazy? Like, do I gotta go to bed? Am I hungry or something? The radio station thing was really bad, too, because, like, we started taking phone calls after it. And it was like, hey, did you feel the earthquake in Buffalo? And all these dickheads were like, I felt it. And it was, you know, my window shook. Like, nobody cares. That's boring. It's fucking boring radio. We did that for like fucking hours afterwards. Who gives a shit? People were so fucking excited to talk about it. But the earthquake that happened a couple weeks ago or whatever the fuck it was, it was serious shit. It happened overnight. I was kind of awake, like I heard it. It was super loud. It just sounded like a super loud bang, like a fucking bomb went off or some shit. I just thought like the neighbors downstairs, like, I don't know, tipped their dresser over or some such shit. I think I even said something out loud to my cat. I was like, what the fuck are they doing down there? And then I forgot about it and I fell back asleep. Yeah, and then I, you know, checking the text messages and the fucking news sites and shit and found out like, oh fuck, there was an earthquake. It was an actual earthquake. And like, I just had like a normal, you know, human reaction, like, oh, no shit, you know, and I went about my fucking business. But like, everybody was like super fucking excited about it again, which I don't understand. And the craziest fucking thing was people were like posting like videos of the earthquake, which again was just like a loud fucking bang where some shit shook. But like so many people got these like security systems or whatever the fuck or cameras hooked up to their phone. One of my cousins has that. Like he sent us like the video of like his living room. When I watched it, I was like, oh, that's fucked up. But like there's nobody like in the shot and he just like sent it to the fucking group text of just like family members. But like people were sending like videos to like news outlets of them just like in their kitchen, the earthquake happening and then like running around being like, what was that? Like I'm watching somebody like get coffee in the morning and it got me thinking like, why the fuck do all you maniacs have fucking cameras in your house like that? Don't you ever just scratch your balls? Don't you ever walk around with your fucking ass hanging out? What do? You fucking, you know, jerk off in the corner with a fucking blanket over you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want that shit on camera? You want the potential of anybody looking at that at any particular time? Listen, I don't give two fucks if it's just like an internal camera. I'm not fucking like rolling on that shit all the time. Because if it's out there, somebody could fucking get it. You know what I mean? Somebody can grab that shit. I don't want you to have a fucking, like a private line in here. It's bad enough I walk around with my fucking phone and like I say something and then I fucking log on my phone and be like, man, I gotta fucking put air in my tires. And then I'll look and it'll be like tire pressure gauges. It's bad enough that this motherfucker is listening to me. But like it's stationary. If I'm gonna walk around with my balls hanging out, like I'm not gonna fucking take my phone and start like, you know, getting every angle of my balls. I don't have to worry about people taking that. But there's an awful lot of people out there with fucking photos in their house. Listen, I'm all for security. I get it. I'm a paranoid man myself. But I don't know how paranoid I'd have to get to have like cameras on my house at all times. My domain here isn't like a luxury hotel. I don't need cameras in every goddamn room to find out what the fuck is going on. Some people are like, well, I use it for my pets. What's your dog going to do? Like, what are they doing? I never really think, like, I wonder what the fuck my cat's doing all day. They're doing cat shit. They're eating. They're sleeping. You know, they're getting up and wandering around. They're throwing up. I'm at home right now recording this. I don't know what Finley's doing. I don't give a fuck. I think he's sleeping in the bed. I don't need to think, like, I want to check my camera and see what Finn's up to. And then, like, if I'm ever at a house with cameras, I'm always like, what do I do here? Am I being watched at all times? I don't want to be watched at all times. It makes me very self-conscious. I sure as shit, too, if I had those cameras, wouldn't, like, share the video. I don't want people looking at my house. Sometimes I look around, I'm like, man, I can't have anybody over here. Look at this. Look at this pile of shit in the corner. This looks like dog shit. I gotta fucking clean that before anybody comes in here. I like to say that to myself as if anybody would come in here or as if I'd want anybody here. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and any site you want. I don't give two fucks. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every episode is there. All of them. Website for that or the app. I'm on Twitter. That is @JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram. That is @maybe5minutes. The number 5. We'll fucking spell out 5 now, goddammit. And this podcast is going to write my Facebook timeline for you.